Others in the region are watching us. Take this news report from another Caribbean country on the controversy and data breaches coming out of this survey at secondary schools in Barbados.
This is not the first time that the government of Barbados has come under fire for the poor handling of its citizens' personal data. In January of this year, the entire voting list of 290,000 Barbadians was circulated in the public domain and included names, addresses, gender identity, as well as other personal details. More recently, the data privacy issue has surfaced in relation to the launch of Barbados's new national identification document, the Trident Card. The card is supposed to be linked with consumers' credit history and has prompted some citizens to express concern about who would have access to this sensitive data. As in the case of the recently administered test, no answers about data security and access control plans have been forthcoming.
It was back in July of 2019 that the Data Protection Bill was passed in the Barbados Senate, where it originated, and it was piloted in the Senate by the current Minister of Education, Kay McConnie, who was then both a senator and Minister of Innovation, Science and Smart Technology. Technology specialist Stephen Williams believes the act has a significant flaw.
The data commissioner in any country of the world, a government simply cannot get rid of an appointed data commissioner. But if the government does not like what the data commissioner says in Barbados, the minister has the power to remove the data commissioner. Meaning that when a government comes in, they don't like the data commissioner, move the data commissioner. That is not so under any European structure. And that was one of the things a key local person on data privacy, a lawyer, feared.
What is he saying there for?
I am saying that the data commissioner should be responsible to the president.
Barbados appointed a data commissioner effective July 15th last year to sensitize the public about their privacy-related rights and obligations, ensure compliance with the Barbados Data Protection Act, and to track and advise on privacy-related developments. However, in light of all that we have been seeing recently, people such as Stephen Williams believe that ideally, we should also be hearing from the Data Commissioner.
And I cannot for the life of me say why we don't have a situation where the Data Commissioner should be chomping at the bits to establish herself, to use this opportunity to say government takes data privacy serious, and I'm here to lend my weight and perspective as Data Commissioner to such an event that the whole country feels strongly about.
And he makes a more general observation.
If you were to ask how are files classified within government, they can't tell you. Everything is under a PS's control, meaning that civil servant can't release files to the public because not that it's classified as private or confidential or publicly available, it must be vetted by the PS. What does this have to do with the whole thing concerning data security? If you cannot classify data, if you do not know what constitutes private data versus public data, and what constitutes personal identifiable information that must be treated with a specific way, and it is a policy through all of government, you're going to have situations where government seeks to deal with data on its own accord pertaining to each department or each ministry has its own policy on data. No. There's a Data Protection Act that determines what is personally identifiable and must be protected and what's sensitive, right? And what is definitely not allowed to disclose. So I think what we're seeing here is a cultural problem within government. There's a new business paradigm that government has not come to grips with. And, it is not a specific generation or a specific party in power. The world has to now treat data under a different microscope. And we have just simply not gone there.
That's technology specialist Stephen Williams on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.